I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The show did not burn down last week. It appears that Mr. Sexton held things together admirably. I am back from Michigan. Amazing time in northern Michigan. Perfect weather. It's been hot everywhere. The lakes were cold. The nights were a little bit chilly, at least for a southern guy. Felt great in August.
Here on the show, the cops only were called a few times, Clay, but yeah. We hid the kegs from them, so no fines given.
Everything was safe. Everything was safe. Buck tried to get away this weekend, I understand, and had double flights canceled. And chaos continues, right? Like the congratulations, America. We've got 87,000 new IRS agents. We managed that. We talked about this, Buck, and I'll just dive right into it. Thanks to everybody, by the way, that came up and said they listened to the show. Met tons of you all over Michigan. Appreciate everybody and how friendly you were to my family. Kids went back to school today down here. Actually, they had a half day Friday, but a lot of southern schools back up and running. That is the case in the Travis household. So my kids are back in school, sent them off this morning. Maybe we'll be a bit quiet around the house. Sometimes, Buck, they were screaming and yelling while they were playing video games downstairs during this show. And I had to go downstairs and say, you know, Dad works upstairs. But 87,000 new IRS agents. We now are going to have almost as many IRS agents as we do United States Marine Corps members. And right in the middle of a recession, with inflation at 9.1%, the Democrats, as we were concerned, and I'll say on this show, Buck, you and I started talking about this months and months ago, would Democrats try to ram through one last bill right before they were going to lose control of at least the House, maybe the Senate, and they did. They spent nearly $800 million, and I think the country is going to be worse off. You raise taxes on many different small businesses during a recession, many different businesses overall.
$800 billion,
you have,
right?
Added further, did I say million?
Yes.
Billion, yes. Added further. A billion here, a billion there, $740 billion, added further inflationary pressure. Not that the economists have gotten very much right at all, but almost every economist lined up looking at these numbers and said, even though this is called in very Orwellian fashion the Inflation Reduction Act, it will actually add a massive amount potentially of inflationary pressure to our country's economy. Buck, this was the worst possible thing that Democrats could have done in the summer before the election for the nation. So, of course, they did it.
Paying off their constituents in the green energy side of things. They like that one, right? There's close to $100 billion of straight up taxpayer cash for windmills, solar panels, probably some carbon credit programs. So that's all snuck into this, just so everyone knows. They call that green energy investments. What that is spending your money, you, the American people, on stuff that is inefficient, unnecessary, and favors the Democrat green ideology. They're also talking a lot about bringing down prescription drug prices as a means of trying to stop seniors from looking at what's going on here with the inflation. Because remember, seniors, a lot of them are on fixed income. And so inflation really hurts them because a lot of their fixed income isn't going to keep up with the inflation that we see. And so they're trying to have a minor giveaway to seniors that will make them think, I guess Biden's not that good on the economy. A huge expansion of the IRS. And did you see over the weekend, Clay, there were these people, I mean, the Quislings, the throne shiners, the boot shiners of the regime on social media saying, well, if you're going to worry about the IRS, maybe you should just pay your taxes. As if these idiots, and I guess a lot of them who are journos in you know, Brooklyn and D.C. haven't been through this, don't understand that the tax code is effectively, when you add it all together, tens of thousands of pages with the opinions and everything else. And it is opaque on purpose. It is meant to keep you in perpetual fear because you never know. They claim to know what the exact number is that you owe, but they won't tell you until after you've paid. And if you pay the wrong amount, maybe they'll just give you a fine. Maybe they'll send you to prison.
This is a tweet from Steve Guest to contextualize. And you're exactly right. The IRS will now have more employees, federal government IRS employees, than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and Border Control combined. We're talking about over doubling the number of IRS agents. And this is important, too. This is from Phil Kirpin. An amendment that was offered by the Republicans on the 87,000 new IRS agents said, hey, we want those new IRS agents to only audit companies and individuals with income of $400,000 or more. It failed. So if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, they're just going to go after billionaires, there are only around 780 billionaires in the United States. And the vast majority of those billionaires have incredible, incredible tax attorneys and accountants. And they're already spending millions of dollars to make sure that they're following all of this. I think what's going to unfortunately happen here, Buck, is you're going to have so many people out there who don't have large incomes that are going to get letters in the mail, because that's how the letter comes on the IRS audit. You don't have, by and large, if you're a regular person in America, a lot of money to fight IRS audits. They're going to be suddenly demanding, hey, you owed $8,000 more, and you're going to end up having to spend thousands of dollars to defend yourself, even if you didn't do anything at all wrong.
This is the huge lie that Democrats engage in all the time. We're just going to tax the rich people. There's not enough money that rich people even have. I mean, truly rich people. There's not enough money to pay for the agenda that Democrats want for more than a couple of months. And that's if you took all their money. We're talking about billionaires with the spending. When you're talking about a $3 or $4 trillion spending package, you could take the money from the billionaires. It wouldn't last very long. And I mean seize their assets. I don't even mean raise their tax rate 2%. So where does the money really come from? And this is what they never want people to understand, because it's so class warfare and envy are unfortunately effective politics. Everyone, this goes back to Bastiat. You know Bastiat, the law? The Frenchman, he wrote the law. Clay, you'd love it. He says that the great fiction of the statists is that they can live at the expense of everyone else.
Yep.
Right? That everyone's going to get taxed. Everyone's going to get stuff and they won't pay for it. Right. The expense of the fiction that you can live at the expense of every other man. The real money comes from what you said. $5,000, $6,000, seven yep. grand in additional tax to people making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. But millions and millions of those people, that's why they need tens of thousands of additional IRS agents, folks, to go through the audits on the millions of people, not on the 100 billionaires.
We're talking about doubling the number of IRS agents out there. I mean, this is a big college football stadium full of pencil-pushing IRS agents. And they're selling this purchase, this addition, this expansion by saying, oh, we're going to make so much more money as a result of all these IRS agents because we're going to catch so many more people cheating on their taxes. I just don't believe that's true. I really don't, because they're auditing high-level, high-income people on a regular basis. I think I've said this on the air before, Buck. You know, one of the first things I was told when I took this show, this job, somebody in the know said, expect to get audited every year for the rest of your life now. Because you're going from being a sports talk radio guy. People don't really care that much about sports talk radio. You know, you're kind of in the toy chest of life as a sports talk radio guy. You're stepping into the Rush Limbaugh time slot. You're going to be saying a lot of things that many people in high positions of the government don't like. And much like Rush, and the Rush crew can talk about this, Rush got audited all the time by the IRS. Where were you doing the show from? Did you cross that T? Did you dot that I? Because they didn't like what he said. One of the first things I was told was, you're going to get audited every year for the rest of your life. And Rush, there are a lot of people out there listening to us that with 87,000 additional IRS agents are going to find yourselves in the same boat.
Rush was audited, Clay, by the state of New York. And Rush talked about this. Obviously, a lot of the audience remembers this from listening to him. 12 years in a row.
Yeah.
12 straight years of audits. And I believe there was a line from then Governor Patterson. Am I right on this one, guys? Where Patterson, when this was brought to his attention that Rush was audited 12 years in a row, said, well, if that would get him to leave the state, I wish we had done it even sooner. That's the governor of the state of New York, folks. I mean, one of the big things that we've learned, and I think it was hammered home more in the Trump era than at any other time in living memory, although you remember the Obama administration, Clay, had the lowest learner IRS. I mean, it was
in
an election year.
Yes.
Putting their hand on the scale against any organization, any entity that had patriot, liberty, freedom in the name. If you want to know what the libs really hate, by the way, patriots, people that like liberty, people that like freedom.
The American
flag. And they admitted this. This was something they would have called a conspiracy, but Lois Lerner, to get ahead of it, said, yeah, so we kind of edited it. And
we
it was meant to suppress Tea Party groups. Why? Because they got their asses kicked in 2010 by the Tea Party. So 2012 rolls around. Guess what? 2011, the IRS all of a sudden is not pushing through these groups, not allowing them to get their tax-exempt status, doing everything. And they say, oh, well, there was no top-down order for this. Does anyone think the authoritarian agents of the IRS needed to be told they'd get a pat on the back for crushing as many Tea Party groups as possible? I don't think so.
And as many of you will learn, unfortunately, thanks to this bill being passed, the investigation itself is often the punishment. Because the amount of time, energy, and effort that you are going to have to spend responding to these 87,000 IRS agents when an audit arrives on your doorstep is going to be, even if you paid your taxes accurately, and even if you paid where the difference is $1,000 or $800 or something of that nature, you're going to spend far more than that responding to their audit. So we're talking about a default additional tax, irrespective of the tax itself, but the man-hour tax, the accounting tax, the IRS attorney tax that many people out there, and remember, again, I think this is important to emphasize, Republicans tried to say, hey, only people making $400,000 or more, because remember Biden lied and said, hey, if you make $400,000 or more or less, I'll never raise your taxes. Democrats were not willing to say, okay, we're only going to focus on people who make $400,000 or more, because to your point, Buck, they know that the real money, given where incomes are, is in going after the guy who's a small business owner and might have made $125,000 in a year. And they're going to argue, hey, you misidentified one of the details on your tax return. Very, to your point, Buck, one of the most infuriating things out there, people have this idea, if you don't spend a lot of time in the tax code, is that the tax code is a math problem. It's really an accounting art, right? You can have 10 different accountants. You can give them all, every bit of paperwork that you have, and they will come up with 10 different amounts that you owe. All of them trying to do the best job that they can. Once your taxes become a little bit complicated, you run a small business, you've got multiple different income streams coming in. I know this. I file my taxes every year, Buck. I sign off on it. I can barely understand it.
You remember,
right?
Donald Rumsfeld used to send a letter into the IRS every year.
Yeah, that's
year,
so exactly
where
right.
He would say, just to be clear, I have a team of attorneys and accountants looking at this, and I want to state for the record that I do not – you're asking me to say if these are accurate. I think they are, but I do not know.
Right.
And he did that every year. And, you know, Donald Rumsfeld, think what you will about the guy. He's a smart guy.
You can be brilliant and not able to follow the tax code. In fact, that's why I've argued for a long time. You know, the Forbes tax cut, tax idea, flat tax, 15%, 12%, whatever the heck he was arguing for on a postcard, it actually does make a ton of sense.
All the fair tax fans in the audience are about to hop in your mentions, Clay. Fair tax, not flat tax. It's like you betrayed them by saying flat tax. But I never know which one I'm supposed to say. I like the fair tax and the flat. I'll take either of them. You know what I mean?
I want low taxes, and I want less IRS agents.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Folks, it makes perfect sense why businesses are trying to nickel and dime you. We're just talking the government's trying to turn you upside down and shake out your pockets. You don't think companies are trying to do that, too? It's tough out there right now. But that's why I love Pure Talk, because they're not doing that. Pure Talk is my cell phone carrier. They drew the line in the sand and said, look, we're not going to screw over American consumers right now. So when you sign up with Pure Talk this month, not only will you get a month free, you'll find the same pricing they've been offering all along. No gouging from them. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Grab your cell phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for this special offer. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, zero regrets with this one, so much upside. Switch to Pure Talk now, like I did, and get 1 month free. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That's #250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are a lot of bad things in this bill, but few are worse than the proposal by Democrats in this bill to double the size of the IRS and create 87,000 new IRS agents. I guarantee you citizens in every one of our states, if you ask them what do they want, they don't want 87,000 new IRS agents. And they're not being created to audit billionaires or giant corporations. They're being created to audit you. I believe personally we should abolish the IRS, but at a minimum we shouldn't make the IRS larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol all combined. That's what the Democrats are proposing here. It is a terrible idea.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck, and Clay is back with us, thankfully, from a lovely vacation. So we've got much to discuss with you today, including the supersizing, supercharging IRS on steroids. I think, Clay, one of the problems here is that until people feel the boot heel of the IRS on their neck and the hand in the pocket, so to speak, they won't realize just how frustrating and how annoying this is. But I would want to remind everybody that the same Democrats who were sending the police onto the plane if your mask dropped beneath your nose now want tens of thousands of new IRS agents. That's not going to be fun.
How do you ever get rid of them? This is my biggest issue with government expansion. When you add basically 90,000 bureaucrats to our federal government roles, how many people out there think that these people are ever not going to have jobs? Are we ever going to be able to bring back the IRS to the size that it was prior to this bill being passed? I don't think that we are. And that's the challenge with government and big government growing like it does. Buck, I wish we could just fire half of all federal employees. I think if we fired half of all federal employees, just one stroke of the pen, I don't think the efficiency of our government would change at all. We're never going to get rid of these guys now. MyPillow continues to offer big-time savings, biggest bed sheet sale ever. Sale right now is on their Percal sheets. I got these in my house now. They are absolutely phenomenal, breathable, cool, crisp feel, perfect for summer nights. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can sleep on them for 2 months every night until you're satisfied. They're the greatest, most comfortable sheets out there, perfect for summer. Usually they cost $90 per set, queen-size sheets. Right now, under $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square. You can also call them 800-792-3269. Clay and Buck is the code. Again, remember to use that code, Clay and Buck. Go to MyPillow.com today, Clay and Buck. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Buck, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't do the radio show. I didn't do any TV. I was up in Michigan. I did a lot of reading and a lot of wiffle ball and a lot of football and swimming and everything else with the boys. But I'm increasingly nervous about the Senate, all right? We know this bill, this $740 billion got spent because Democrats are aware they're going to lose the House. I don't see any way that is in question. It's all about what kind of margin will Kevin McCarthy have as the new Speaker of the House. But the Senate, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, we could lose all five of these. Like, we could. The odds are, I think, probably that we're going to get some form of a split. But all five of these states, if you're listening to us, and I know a lot of you are, in Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, this is of massive and critical importance. All five of these states. And we're going to talk with Herschel Walker at the top of the third hour here. He is going up against the Reverend Raphael Warnock down in Georgia. Dr. Oz is scheduled to be on with us Friday on the program. He's going up against John Fetterman. We are going to have Senator Ron Johnson on with us from Wisconsin. We have him on regularly. I know you had Blake Masters on last week. He is the nominee now in Arizona. We're going to do, we've had Adam Laxalt and Nevada on a lot. We're going to do everything that we can in these battleground states to check the power of Joe Biden, the Democrats, in the Senate.
Can we just remind everybody really quickly?
These are on a fine line now, what's going to happen there.
If they maintain the Senate, they're going to stack, because they're already obviously very worried about, and we'll talk about the Biden thing. I know, Clay, you're going to lead us in that in a second. But if they maintain the Senate, they're going to stack the judiciary with the most left-wing lunatics in the entire legal world they can possibly find. They're going to put true believer leftists in all the federal agencies that they can. And anybody who needs a confirmation. So even if the House is looking good, right? We want a wave, and we want the House is still looking like 90%, I think, on Nate Silver's side. And he's usually pretty, likes to be accurate in the numbers. But on the Senate side, man, I'm with you. I'm worried. And they can do a lot of damage just with the Senate, is my point. A lot of things
gambling,
can go wrong.
You know, Buck, I love to gamble, and I pay a lot of attention to the gambling odds, because people can put their money down in Europe on what's going to happen in individual races. Democrats are now favored to have control of the Senate for the first time in 2022. In the last week, that flipped from a gambling perspective. Again, these are people putting their money down. Democrats are favored to have control of the Senate. You mentioned all the judiciary appointments. I would just point out, you never know when a Supreme Court justice is going to have a health issue and suddenly be gone. I mean, we saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When you get into your 70s, and you know, we hate that it happens, Antonin Scalia. I mean, these are situations that happen where nobody really foresees them, and then suddenly one of these guys or girls is gone. We've got Clarence Thomas is over 70. You've got, I believe, Alito over 70 now, if I'm not mistaken. The ability to put somebody on the Supreme Court over the next 2 years is going to turn on what the Senate looks like. And I think a lot of Republicans, they're out there, they know how bad the approval ratings are for Joe Biden, and there's been a sense of acceptance going on, Buck, where people just say, hey, you know what, we've got this, we don't need to worry about it. No. This is, right now, the Republicans are the underdogs in the Senate.
Joe Biden is underwater, his polls are bad, and we've been talking about that a lot, but the candidate in the race really does matter. And that's true on our side, and it's true on the Democrat side. And, you know, Mark Kelly, for example, Blake Masters is an impressive guy. Mark Kelly is the incumbent. He's a former astronaut. He's going to say the right things. I mean, I'm just saying, it's not going to be a walk in the park, right?
That's
right. You look at Fetterman up in Pennsylvania. We're going to have Dr. Oz on the show later this week.
Fetterman is a complete clown, but he's got the establishment behind him.
He's got the entire Democrat machine behind him, and he presents as this everyman, blue-collar guy. You know, he sort of looks like a guy who's working next to you at the steel mill, which in some parts of Pennsylvania plays really well. In reality, mommy and daddy were paying his bills.
He hadn't had a job in his 30s 40s. And 40s.
Okay, yes. That's in reality, he's a trust funder, but his whole, hey, I wear hoodies, and I'm like, just like you. But of course, he also is in favor of women competing on men's sports teams,
yep.
And he says that fracking is a stain on the state of Pennsylvania. I mean, he's a left-wing guy. But if we don't run the right campaign, look, we shouldn't have lost two Senate seats in Georgia.
That's right.
I remember right after the whole Trump thing and the election, and everyone was all focused on the guys, we got to look at these two Senate seats in Georgia and have to get at least one. The fact that the GOP couldn't pull that off with the candidates we had then was a huge miss.
Yes.
A huge miss, because you see the damage that's being done right now. For all of our talk, you know, we've been, for a year now, Biden's been trying to get through some agenda, huge spending agenda, and all they did was pare it back a little bit. But essentially, they got a lot of what they wanted out of this one. It's just different dollar figures. And they'll push for more if they can get away with it. So, you know, man, these candidates have got to really make a lot of noise. We're going to have Herschel on the third hour today, Herschel Walker in Georgia. Critical. Warnock is doing well there. We are team reality here, right, Clay? Like, we tell everybody what's really going on. And I've been worried about this. Republicans, a month ago, it felt unstoppable. Now it's feeling like we got a lot of work to do on the Senate side, because old man Joe Biden, Democrats aren't voting on him. They don't care.
And they're not being tied to him very well yet. And to be fair, a lot of these candidates have had a lot of money being spent against them. We're going to get outspent. There's going to be a lot more money raised against Herschel Walker and against Dr. Oz and against Blake Masters and Adam Laxalt and all these guys and Ron Johnson in the five states that we think will decide the United States Senate. Democrats need to win three, and Republicans need to find a way to win three, right? In order to kind of upset the apple cart here of the balance. And the challenge with certainly Wisconsin and Pennsylvania is you're defending a seat. So if you lose there, it's even more of a shot across the bow. You'd like to win in Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, but you're not flipping one there. They're just maintaining. We got to maintain in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. And right now, again, this is not us trying to be alarmist. The data out there favors the Democrats to be able to hold and expand potentially their majority. And remember, they don't have to, if everything stays the same, they win because they've still got Kamala who can break ties. And so far, by and large, Democrats have mostly been willing to stay together. Now, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin have provided some sanity, but you just saw them spend almost $800 billion and they're hiring 87,000 IRS agents, so you can't rely on them.
It's a little bit of a financial Mott and Bailey argument. It was, we got to spend $4 trillion, really? After you've already spent $2 trillion, or they say it was $3.5 trillion, it's really more like $5 trillion.
Yes,
so the ask is so high that then when they finally get through what they want, it's only $700 billion. After the $2 trillion, that's a lot, you know. A trillion here, a trillion there does start to feel like real money, you know?
Yeah, I think it happens.
You hear about the data breach recently at Twitter, folks? It actually happened last December, 8 months ago, and affects more than 5 million users. According to reports, the phone numbers and email addresses of those Twitter accounts were placed for sale on the dark web. Twitter has verified that the bug the cyber thief used to access the data was fixed, but the data that was stolen is now for sale on the dark web. This is a great example of how cyber thieves operate. First, a data breach, then the sale of that data, and then your data is in the wrong hands without you knowing about it. It is important you understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting all of us in our day-to-day lives. Protecting your identity, though, can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. They're set up to monitor online transactions and new account openings. If they see activity in your name that's not right, they quickly alert you. I've been a LifeLock member for years now, and I can't tell you the number of times I've heard from them updates on this. Is this you? Is this your account information? It's very helpful, very reassuring to know that someone's got your back. They send you the email or the text directly, folks. That's what's going on here. If you're a member and you're a victim of identity theft, a LifeLock restoration specialist will step in to help you fix it. So you're covered, and then you're defended if for some reason they break through the outer defense. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use my name, Buck, B-U-C-K, for 25% off.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I've been trying to, for the last 5-6 months actually now, trying to get to the gym a little bit more because, you know, it turns out that COVID, for some of us, when we were not allowed to, and I mean not allowed to go to a gym, and they were just encouraging you to order in food to keep the restaurants going. I mean, I gained a solid 20 pounds during COVID. It was not good. I was doing 5 hours of radio a day, Clay. So I slowly tried to turn things around, and then it was going too slow. So I've decided I'm actually going to get after it a bit again. And so, you know, I'm down about 12, maybe 15 on a good day. So it's going.
That's
right
pretty
direction.
Good.
Yeah, down about
12. Is it mostly
pounds.
What you're eating, right?
It's like they always say, it's probably 70% diet, 30% activity. But
yeah.
I've definitely doubled my activity with going to the, you know, in terms of overall output every day.
Your fiance is in really good shape.
She's
you're
very
like
fit,
my
yes.
wife is in great shape too. It's
yes.
kind of embarrassing to be the fat guy next to the
It's funny
girl
we have a similar situation.
Shape.
I woke up Sunday and the fiance was I woke up, I was all groggy and she was coming back from the gym. I hadn't even woken up yet. It was like 9:30 in the morning. I was like, "Honey, it's Sunday." She's like, "Yes." I was like, "Didn't you work out every other day this week?" She's like, "Yes." I was like, "Damn it, I need to get it together." But here's the point I'm trying to make, Clay. You and I know, we know we had that infamous photo with Tommy where both of us looked
Batman
a little post-COVID.
Photo.
You
yeah.
know, wasn't our best moment. You know, had some baggy T-shirts going on, but you know, we
had
got,
to burn those polos. Not
we,
a good look.
We got ripped. We got ripped for that one, rightly so. But you know, we're both making our. Here's the thing, we're all just doing the best we can with what we've got all the time, right? Whether I want to be getting more sleep, I want to be reading even more than I currently do. You know, it's funny how many people think that they read on a consistent basis, and then when you ask them, you're like, okay. Well, if you've read one book in the last 6 months, like how many pages a day, you know, you start to do the math, you realize
yeah.
you're actually not reading consistently. Same thing with going to the gym, right? Like I work out and, you know, that was me right after the pandemic. I work out. Yeah. Once a week. Congratulations. That's really not going to do very much. So now I'm at 4 or 5 times. I bring this up because the struggle is real. I've been through the struggle. I've been at a high weight of probably 225, which is where I got during the pandemic. I'm 6 feet tall. Well, you and I are about the same height.
Yeah,
I got up at about 225, and in recent memory, I've been as low as 185. Could see abs a little bit. No big deal, Clay. No big
40,
deal.
40
but that was like 4
swing.
Years ago. That was a while
yeah.
ago. But my
so
point-
I'm like fairly, I'm 175 to 190 for most of the last decade, and I'm closer to 190 right now than I am 175. So I'd like to be 175, but that's like the range for me. And you bring this up because, in all honesty, the worst thing that the government could have told people to do during COVID, and I'm not even kidding, is go stay in your house, apartment, condo, whatever, put on Netflix, order in as much food as you want, you can't go to the gym, don't go outside, because the number one thing that everyone could control if you got COVID was obesity was by far
yeah.
the number one factor that people can control in terms of being an incredible danger when you got COVID.
So here's the thing. There's the unrealistic expectations, and this is where people talk about body shaming and all this stuff. You know, very few people, male or female, you know, have visible abs. And really, I mean, I was told once by a Navy SEAL in his 30s, he's like, if you meet a guy over 30 with abs, like, how much do you trust him? Now, he was kidding. It was a joke, bro, because I'm going to get all these like 60-year-olds sending me their photos at clayandbuck.com. He was making a joke about it, but the point is it doesn't really matter. there's the aesthetic component of this for everybody, right? Where it's okay, you know, you want to try to look nice, but that's, and then there's the straight up health side of it.
Yeah.
Then there's the, you've let it, you know, you've let it go to a place where you're going to have greatly increased, and this is hashtag science, or actually real science, forget the hashtag, greatly increased likelihood of diabetes, greatly increased likelihood of heart disease. I mean, the real stuff, the real killers out there in terms of health risk, a lot of it relates to BMI. And look, I get it. I like cookies too much. I like brie the way that other people eat rice cakes. Like, the point is, I understand that it's not easy. And we understand that, you know, people have are busy and they get everything else. But we should all aspire to try to be healthy. It's not saying we all need to have a six pack or we need to have, you know, whatever the ladies, you know, this, different things are in vogue these days. Apparently different shapes and sizes are, it's always changing. But it is about being healthy. And Bill Maher actually talked about this on his show. What's amazing is that on the left, you're not allowed to say this. This is really bad news. Listen to this.
There's a disturbing trend going on in America these days, rewriting science to fit ideology or just to fit what you want reality to be. We've gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. That's new. That is new. To view letting yourself go as a point of pride? We used to at least try and be fit and healthy, and society praised those who succeeded. Now the term body positivity is used to mean I'm perfect the way I am because I'm me. It's Orwellian how often positivity is used to describe what's not healthy. And if you're in any way participating in this joyful celebration of gluttony that goes on now, you have blood on your hands.
Morbid obesity is unhealthy. Not a single doctor in the country of any merit or intelligence will say otherwise. There are now morbidly obese models. There are people that are holding this up. And it, and the left, by the way, you notice, why is it, Clay, just the left attacks Bill Maher for this?
Well, and it seems to me, Buck, that it's primarily coming out surrounding women. Because I think most men still aspire to be ripped, right? You want to be athletic looking. You want to look like a bodybuilder or a, you know, badass. Most of us don't, but that still aspiration is out there for men, it seems. They've turned this into, I was walking past Victoria's Secret the other day, and they've turned Victoria's Secret from aspirational, incredibly beautiful models, right? They don't look like most people. They're freaks of physical nature. I used to compare Victoria's Secret models, Buck, to like NBA draft picks in that their body types are just extremely rare, superheroes, whatever you want to call it. And now they just got fat people in underwear in the windows. And I'm like, I don't get it.
And they've gone to this point, and I think it's so interesting because the left and the radical feminists, and there's an ideology behind this. It's no longer everyday folks. It's no longer, hey, like, this is what the average person looks like in these clothes. That was what it was for a while. Now it's, you know, somebody is at a point where their BMI means their likelihood of dying at age 60 is up 10x or 20x. That's beautiful.
Bill Maher said it really well, Buck. He said, when's the last time you saw a fat 90-year-old? I mean, just think about that as we go to break. How many fat 90-year-olds are out there? Probably pretty good evidence you should lose a little weight.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.